From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It's nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, highlight of the week, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id.
Here's the news. I'm Nika Kusumawati. Let's begin with the national news. Indonesia's economy is believed to clock a nearly 7% growth in the 2021 second quarter, following an upward trend in the realization of foreign direct investment and consumer confidence index. Coordinating Minister for Economy Erlangga Hartarto noted in Jakarta as quoted by Antara on Saturday. As of March 2021, the realization of foreign direct investment had reached 54.6%, while the consumer confidence index of those with expenses below 5 million rupiah was recorded at 90.1, or had inched towards the normal zone of 100. A positive trend was also apparent in the growth of Indonesia's exports and imports, gross fixed capital formation or GFCF, and the government spending. Vaccination have been administered to some 13.7 million citizens in Indonesia as of Saturday, or some 34.01% of the targeted for inoculation until mid-2021, according to data provided by the COVID-19 task force. Of the total vaccine recipients, some 8 million people have received their second shots. Among the vaccine recipients are frontline medical and public service workers, as well as senior citizens. Health Minister Budi Sadikin had remarked earlier that amid sufficient vaccine stocks, the Indonesian government seeks to inoculate 1 million people in June. However, the total number of vaccine recipients still lags behind the target set by the government for creating herd immunity in the country. To boost the vaccination rate, Sadikin has constantly urged authorities across Indonesia to help bolster the nation's vaccinations capacity. The time frame for conducting the vaccination has been set from January 2021 to March 2022. Now let's move on to the international news. Israeli bombed the home of Hamas chief in Gaza early on Sunday, and the Islamist group fired rockets barraged at Tel Aviv as hostilities stretched into a seventh day with no signs of abating. At least 4 Palestinians were killed in Israeli airstrikes across the coastal enclave, and many were injured as the sounds of heavy bombardment roared through the night. Israelis dashed for bomb shelters as sirens warning of incoming rocket fire blared in Tel Aviv and the southern city of Beersheba. Around 10 people were injured while running for shelters. At least 149 have been killed in Gaza since the violence began on Monday, including 41 children. Israel has reported 10 dead, including 2 children. COVID-19 infection in adults of all ages fell by 80% 5 weeks after a first dose of Pfizer, Moderna or AstraZeneca vaccine, according to Italian research published on Saturday. The first such study by a European Union country on the real-world impact of its immunization campaign was carried out by Italy's National Institute of Health, ISS, and the Ministry of Health on 13.7 million people vaccinated nationwide. Scientists started studying data from the day Italy's vaccination campaign began on December 27, 2020, until May 3, 2021. The analysis showed that the risk of SARS-CoV-2 infection, hospitalization, and death decreased progressively after the first 2 weeks following the initial vaccination. ISS President Silvio Brusafero said in a statement that the data confirms the effectiveness of the vaccination campaign and the need to achieve high coverage across the population quickly to end the emergency. Malaysia's reported 44 new COVID-19 fatalities on Saturday, the country's highest daily death toll since the start of the pandemic. There have now been a total of 1,866 COVID-19 deaths to date. The country's previous record was 39 deaths, which was announced just 3 days ago. The death involved patients aged between 48 and 92. One was a foreigner, while the rest were citizens. Many of them had a medical history of diabetes and high blood pressures. There were also 4,114 new COVID-19 cases, bringing the national tally to more than 460,000. Malaysia and Indonesia on Saturday called on the United Nations Security Council to intervene and stop Israeli strikes on Gaza as the conflict between Israeli forces and Palestinian militants rage on. Malaysia's Prime Minister Muhyiddin Yassin said that in a phone conversation with Indonesia's President Joko Widodo, both leaders agreed that Israel's despicable action must be stopped immediately. The Security Council will publicly discuss the worsening violence on Sunday. The 15-member council has met privately this week about the worst hostilities in the region in years, but has so far been unable to agree on a public statement. That was the news. The Indonesian government sent a number of assistance to help handle COVID-19 in India. The release of the aid was symbolically carried out by the Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi at Soekarno-Hatta International Airport, Tangerang, on Wednesday. The humanitarian assistance provided was 200 units of oxygen concentrators, Previously on Monday, May 10, the government and Indonesian Industry Association and players had also sent 1,400 oxygen cylinders to India.
Bantuan kemanusiaan ini adalah wujud solidaritas bangsa dan rakyat Indonesia kepada
India. This humanitarian aid is a form of solidarity between the Indonesian people and India. This humanitarian aid is expected to help India in handling COVID-19. Retno Marsudi explained that the Indonesian government continued to follow the development of the pandemic situation in India, including the urgent need for oxygen. According to Retno Marsudi, Indonesia and India are old friends, close friends, as well as strategic partners. Since the beginning of the pandemic, Indonesia and India have worked together in handling COVID-19. At the beginning of the pandemic, Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi immediately communicated with the Indian Foreign Minister regarding how the Indian government facilitated the export of medicinal raw materials, which at that time was needed by Indonesia. In addition, India also plays an important role in supporting vaccine procurement in a multilateral framework through the COVAX facility. Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi conveyed Indonesia's gratitude for India's support during this pandemic. She believes solidarity, collaboration, and cooperation between countries are important in fighting the COVID-19 pandemic. According to her, not a single country should be left behind in handling this pandemic.
Kerjasama merupakan sebuah keharusan. No country should be left behind. No one is safe until everyone is.
Cooperation is a must. No country should be left behind. No one is safe until everyone is. Only with a spirit of solidarity can we come out of this pandemic as winners. Recover together, recover stronger. Meanwhile, the Indian ambassador to Indonesia, Manoj Kumar Bharti, expressed his gratitude for the assistance provided by the Indonesian government. According to him, Indonesia and India have shown that friends in need are real friends. Both countries have practiced this in the past all the time. I'll start today in history with May 16, 1945, when the All Java Youth Congress is held. Before the Indonesian Independence Preparatory Investigation Agency was formed, on May 16, 1945, in Bandung, West Java, an All Java Youth Congress was held, initiated by Angkatan Muda Indonesia, or the Young Indonesian Force. The Congress, which was attended by more than 100 youth delegates and students from all over Java, called on the youths in Java to unite and prepare themselves to carry out the Proclamation of Independence, which was not a Japanese gift. The result of the Congress was decided by the two resolution, namely that all Indonesian groups, especially youth groups, were united and rounded up under one national leadership and the acceleration of the implementation of the Declaration of Indonesian Independence. Moving on to May 16, 1945, when Peta troops sentenced to death. On May 16, 1945, a sad incident happened to one of the soldiers and a member of the Homeland Defense Force, or Peta, Muradi. He and some of his troops were sentenced to death at Anjol Beach by the Kenpeitai, or military court, of the then-occupying Imperial Japanese Army. Muradi was given the death penalty because he was considered to have rebelled against the Japanese occupation forces. In fact, Japan founded the Peta Militia to help their army face the Allies. The Japanese succeeded in thwarting the rebellion and 8 people were sentenced to death. The rest were jailed between 3 years to life sentence. I'll end with May 16, 1975, when India annexes Sikkim. On May 16, 1975, India annexed Sikkim after the mountainous country held a referendum. The result was the most votes won to Sikkim's integration with India. Sikkim is a landlocked state in India, located in the Himalayas. With over 500,000 permanent residents, Sikkim is India's least populated state and the second smallest state after Goa. That was today in history.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegi mashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
وقو انتقال فيروس كوفيد-19 من خلال ارتداء الأقنعة بشكل صحيح. قناعي يحميكم وقناعكم يحميني.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。 我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listener, in the segment Listener's Mailbag, we would like to thank our dear listeners, wherever you are, who have sent your letters or emails. Who have sent your letters or emails containing deception reports on our broadcast. Now let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to read an email sent by Jayanta Chakrabarty in India. Hello, Mr. Jayanta Chakrabarty. Thank you very much for your wishes. We also send you our best wishes. As our appreciation, here is a beautiful song. Enjoy the song.
Sun hides beneath the clouds, and I'm far away from home. Seems like me without you is all darkness, but alone. I'm lost underneath the skies of loneliness in disguise. If only you would come and stay, I'll let you show the way. Yeah, ooh, ooh. Make it all right, oh, oh. When you're here by my side, oh, oh, oh. And now I realize your love is like a rainbow. You paint my gray sky, oh, oh, into a blue sky, oh, oh, oh. And now I realize your love is like a rainbow. Up, messed up, confused. These feelings whirling through. All I need is an antidote. The baby, you only know you make it all right, oh, oh. When you're here by my side, oh, oh, oh. And now I realize your love is like a rainbow. You paint my gray sky, oh, oh. Into a blue sky, oh. Your love is like a rainbow. Sometimes you make me think of all the things that I've been through. And now I know when I met you that you would be the one who set me free. You make it all right, oh, oh. When you're here by my side, oh, oh. Your love is like a rainbow. You paint my gray sky, oh, oh. to a blue sky, oh, and I realize your love is like a rainbow. All the things that I've been through, and now I know that you left me, that you will be the one who set me free.
You are listening to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that will present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The Minister of Youth and Sport Zainuddin Amali confirmed that Papua National Sports Week PON will continue as scheduled from October 2nd to 15. After receiving the visit of Papua Deputy Governor Clementine Ali in Jakarta on Tuesday, the minister said that all parties need not worry because the government has committed to vaccinating athletes, officials and the community around the match venue for the creation of Safe Papua PON. In a press release on Tuesday, Minister Zainuddin Amali said the 20th PON in Papua has no problems according to schedule. There is even an effort from the provincial government to protect the surrounding community from pandemics, namely the vaccination policy. All parties must make the Papua PON a success. Zainuddin said he had coordinated with Minister of Health Budi Gunadi Sadikin regarding the availability and implementation of vaccination, which were confirmed to be carried out before the Papua PON is held. Meanwhile, Papua Deputy Governor Clementine Al ensures that conditions in Papua are safe and conducive. According to him, the recent armed criminal group conflict occurred far from the PON match venue. He also hopes that participants from various regions will not be affected by the news that Papua is not safe, which is not true. He added that preparation for holding PON in four locations in Papua, namely Jayapura City, Jayapura Regency, Merauke and Timika, are almost 100% complete, especially regarding the venue and lodging. He emphasized everything is running according to schedule.
Voice of Indonesia.
Now we will reply an email from our listener Kalab Abbas in Faisalabad, Pakistan. Hello Mr. Kalab Abbas, thank you for your wish. Eid Mubarak for you too. Special for you and other listeners wherever you are, we will play a beautiful song. Happy listening.
Serasa mati rasa. Kini tak lagi, kata mama juga jangan bimbang, itu menyakitkan. Kini ku tak lagi galau cukup. Nyiksa batinku, wow, wow. Tak ingin lagi ku galau cukup. Kemarin ku galau, kini telah saatnya ku rasakan bahagia. Kini tak lagi, kata mama juga jangan. Kemarin ku galau, bilangnya memang menyiksa-nyiksa.
Customer Service Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Sentul is located in Bogor, West Java. Its natural panorama in the form of mountains is very stunning and very popular, both among local as well as foreign tourists. Because the location is not too far from the capital city of Jakarta, making Bogor, especially Sentul, is famous as a tourist spot on weekends. The most visited tourist destination here are natural waterfalls. One of them is Curug Luigi Baliung, known as the deepest waterfall in the area. You can depart from Jakarta through Jagorawi Toll Road, then exit at the Sentul City Ramp, then enter Jungle Land Main Road. After that, you just follow the road direction. To enjoy the beauty of the Cibaliung waters, are also known as the Baliung Waterfall, you need to struggle through challenging routes before arriving at the location. First, you must leave your vehicle at the parking lot. Then you have to trek for approximately 1 to 1.5 hours. With the uneven terrain, this will give a special impression for your adventure. If you feel tired during the trip, there are several stalls and rest areas to unwind for a moment. After resting, you still have to continue the journey along to the river for about 20 to 30 minutes, until finally arriving at the Cibaliung waterfall location. Although Cibaliung waterfall, which is located in Wadung Village, Karangtengah, Babakan Madang Bogor, is not too high, the water discharge is quite heavy and clear. Turquoise color of the river water here is clearly visible in the dry season. The dry rocks around the waterfall will give a pleasant sensation. It is not recommended to visit this waterfall during the rainy season because the trekking area is very slippery and dangerous. To enjoy the Cibaliung waterfall area, it is better if you leave early in the morning, so you can enjoy the view while it is not too hot, comfortably, and safely. Because passing through the trekking area when it's dark is certainly very dangerous. Besides that, it is also necessary to be in an excellent physical condition to get to this place. Listener, that was Indonesian Wonder for today. We'll meet again tomorrow with a different topic. Sampai jumpa!
You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. From Indonesia to the
world. Now we'll reply an email from Madhab Chandrasagur in India. Hello Mr. Madhab Chandrasagur, thank you very much for your email and the reception report. We do appreciate it. As our appreciation, we'll play another beautiful song. Enjoy the song.
Di malam minggu, aku pergi ke pesta. Pesta meriah, ulang tahun kawanku. Semua yang datang bergaya ceria, berdansa dan gembira. Yeah.
mencegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zhen que pei tai kou zhao, yi fang chi xin xing guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan bo. Wo de kou zhao bao hu ni, yi de kou zhao bao hu wo.
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des Covid-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listener, here is miscellany that inform you about interesting events that occurred in Indonesia.
The high number of motorized vehicle use is one of the biggest contributors to poor air quality in several cities in Indonesia. Not only air pollution, motor vehicles' emissions such as carbon dioxide also have an impact on climate change. This prompted a team of three students of the Departments of Chemistry at the 10 November Institute of Technology ITS Surabaya to develop some synthetic chemicals capable of reducing motor vehicle exhaust gases. This innovation utilizes a hierarchical NEMO, xylene Y catalyst that is able to reduce vehicle emissions optimally. The team leader Ardi Lukman Hakim said through a press release on Friday that his team was trying to find a solution to reduce vehicle exhaust gas that is harmful to the environment. Together with two colleagues, namely Vivi Risma Mailani Farikah and Novia Nurul Hidayah, the team won a gold medal in a scientific writing competition in the health and environment category held by the Faculty of Agricultural Technology Brawijaya University some time ago. The team was supervised by Mashuri. In the early stages, zeolite rocks or mineral rocks are synthesized first, then synthesized again with the NEMO catalyst. The results of this synthetic zeolite and NEMO produce a hierarchical NEMO or zeolite Y with three concentrations. Ardi explained that the concentration which is considered the most ideal will be carried out in the emission test stage. The test then was carried out to see whether the catalyst was able to reduce harmful emissions gases. Based on the test results, the hierarchical NEMO or zeolite Y catalyst with an impregnation time of 10 hours is the most optimal, so it is suitable for filtering emissions gases. Ardi hopes that his team's idea can be further researched so that it is beneficial for the Indonesian people.
Voice of Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. Stay at home, clean your hands, and follow your local health regulation.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, today I will present you with a song by one of the Indonesian divas, Krisdayanti. This time, Krisdayanti, or known as KD, collaborated with Sandy Sandoro to release the song Hanya Memuji on April 19, 2021. Originally, the song composed by Melly Goeslaw was previously a duet single from Shanti and Marcel, which was released in 2000. Hanya Memuji versions of KD and Sandy were arranged by Nino Ran, Lale, and Ilman with nuances of disco music as well as contemporary retro. This is KD's first musical work since she served as a member of the Indonesian House for the 2019 until 2024 period. The last time KD released a compilation album entitled Persembahan Ratu Cinta in 2013. Well, listener, here is the song Hanya Memuji by KD and Sandy Sandoro.
Sejenak aku pun terpana melihat dia di depanku. Dia menjerat hatiku, menatapku tajam.
Di sini, di dalam dadaku, ada getar lugu tak kusebut. Dia menjerat hatiku, menatapku tajam.
Hanya
Voice of Indonesia COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
Harib COVID-19 dibaqaikum fil manazil.
Zusammen gegen Corona, wir bleiben zu Hause.
Stay at home, stay healthy, and together we can fight the coronavirus.
Blijf thuis, was je handen met zeep, draag je masker als je naar buiten gaat, neem de vitamine en zorg je gezondheid. Samen bestrijden we de coronavirus.
From Indonesia to the world.
Kembali.
Voice of Indonesia.
It is time for me to sign off now. Stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Don't forget to check out our other social media accounts such as Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safira Adela. See you on the next English program.